You know how Sai Baba talks about good company to his student. They say it's very, very important to keep good company and not to go with the bad company, because one thing leads to the other when he's bad. And he gave a story. I don't want to go into that story. And also, if there's good company, one good thing leads to another and become successful and all of that. So when we feel closer to the source of divinity within our own self, of course, different, better qualities as far as personality happens in ourself, our love gets much purer, our understanding of other people becomes so much deeper, is only by association. And that is the most permanent way to go. And yet, so many people criticize each other, and the whole world is running in different opinions and different criticism and different mean comments, and that is so far from the source. So all we have to do is keep our own divine company. And of course, satsang helps a lot because it keeps our mind in our own company. But exactly what is happening to all of us, because we're listening to divine wisdom and we are getting interested and we therefore we put it to practice, then we find out that the atmosphere of our home is different. And we respond to people differently. And it's not anymore forgiving and taking. It just pulls out of ourselves. And that is only because of keeping good company, like Baba says. And the highest company you can keep is to keep the company of God. And now for all of us, God is not an image anymore, at least not as much as it was before. It is an eternal companion until there is no separation. It's the closest friend. It is home. It is the tranquility of our being. It is what keeps us from wandering in the mind, which is another name for the world. You know, as long as we don't know where home is, our permanent home is, we're a wanderer with different roles and titles and responsibility. That ends up in a pile of ashes. Aimlessly. But for us now, to the degree that we understand and we associate, we live in the world, we play our role knowingly, and that gives a certain amount of reality to our habitual living.